I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 21st. There are now 1,107 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 109 deaths, and 594 people have recovered from the virus. Some Quincy small business owners will be getting checks from the Quincy Small Business Grant Program next month. Over 500 business owners applied for the grants through the Quincy Planning Department to help them recover from the COVID-19 crisis. The city set aside $2 million in federal funds for the grant program for small businesses with fewer than 20 employees and under $1 million in annual gross revenue. Grants could be up to $10,000. However, officials say most will be lower in an effort to help as many businesses as possible. The Quincy City Council has three remote meetings scheduled for next week to review the mayor's proposed $340 million budget for the next fiscal year. Mayor Thomas Koch says that budget has a goal of no property tax increases and no major cuts. He says it would have been $10 million higher had it not been for the current pandemic. Koch says there may be a small tax increase in the fall when the city has a better picture of its revenue figures. 56-year-old Peter Stewart, who is homeless, is charged with holding up the South Shore Savings Bank on Quincy Avenue in Quincy back in March. Police arrested Stewart Tuesday based on information from witnesses and the public. Police say Stewart demanded cash from a teller but didn't show a weapon. He was arraigned remotely on a charge of unarmed robbery and ordered held on $2,000 cash bail. There will be a very small Memorial Day service at Mount Wollaston Cemetery in Quincy on Monday. The public is urged not to attend. Mayor Thomas Koch says the Pledge of Allegiance will be recited, taps will be played, and the names of every Quincy veteran who died over the past year will be read aloud. There will be no parade, no gathering after the ceremony. American flags will be placed on all 7,500 graves of veterans who are buried in Quincy City cemeteries. The public is encouraged to fly the American flag. Vendors are coming to the Quincy Farmers Market at Pageant Fields every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. with drive-through service for customers to purchase fresh produce. People are asked to wear a mask, and you can pre-order at quincyfarmersmarket.com. The Norfolk Labor Council and the United Way will be having a food drive Saturday at the Central Middle School on Hancock Street in Quincy from 9 a.m. to noon to drop off food donations in support of those in need during this time. Questions, contact Mark Flaherty at mflaherty@supportunitedway.org. Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Thursday at 2 p.m. and Friday at 6 a.m. And a reminder, please participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. Quincy Access Television, the Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, and the city are partnering up to accept videos, audios, essays, stories, poems, art, or other reflections of how the pandemic is impacting people's lives. All submissions will be archived by the library. People have the option of making their entries public. Go to quincyculturalmemory.com or mail your entries to the Thomas Crane Library. Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 21st.